are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, whole world. Oh, what a great weather we have today. Sun is not going down yet in LA. Then we are very, very lucky. And I'm even luckiest person in the whole wide world because I have great guests today. I always have great guests, but some of them are more interesting. Some of them are more arrogant, aggressive, unusual, beautiful. And that's when I'm going closer to today's day. I have amazing looking girls today with me. And they are so talented and they both are around music. And one of them is mostly right now around wild world. Out there, we'll be talking a little bit more about new segment that Accent On will bring to all of our listeners starting this month. And we'll be choosing which Monday, but I think there will be then Monday number 4th. This month has 5 Mondays, I want to remind people, but I think we'll stick on the 4, Monday 4. I liked it. I don't know why. Anyway, two beautiful girls. I can tell their names by myself. Mostly everybody knows I have an accent. And sometimes when I say, they sound really weird, the names. But I will try anyway. And then my guest will introduce themselves to everybody. Heather Gunn. How does this sound, Heather?
It sounds wonderful.
Closer to the microphone. Sounds great?
Yes.
If excellent. You will say your name, how this will be sounding in English?
Heather Gunn.
And Heather Gunn, she is not only a lady who can tame wild animals, save the world, and also she has a big dream. She's an actor. She's a voiceover girl. She has big, big things going on in her life. Very beautiful, talented girl. Everybody, go to her Facebook page, see her picture, and like us. Yeah, this girl has something to say about the topic that we'll be talking about. 4th Monday this month. Are you agreeing officially? Can this be Monday 4th?
I think the 4th Monday would be excellent.
We love that. Okay. Heather Gunn, we'll come back to you. And now, another girl. Life is just amazing. People know that Ilona likes to talk. I cannot speak English well, but I love to talk. Then I need to introduce my friend in very cute personal way. You know, when you have trouble in life and you just call to everybody and everybody for whatever reason cannot help you and they have right to do this from time to time. I had one of those days. I had beautiful friends from Poland visiting me for almost 1 month and they wanted to go to Vegas. But I have two dogs. One is almost blind and very, very old. Another is crazy beautiful too. Not easy to find somebody who will take care of them how I want them to be taken care of. Then eventually, you know, I'm calling to this person, that person, and they're like, no, I cannot. I'm so sorry. I can. I promise you, but I cannot. And now, rescue. One of my girlfriends say, I know this one lady who uses this another lady. And sometimes from time to time, she will be helping with animals. She'll be helping you take care of them for a little bit. Then I called to Talia. Hi, Talia.
Hi, Lana.
Oh, my gosh. Talia, you have second name.
Talia Paul.
And Talia Paul says, yes, Ilona, I love animals.
Yes, Ilona, I love animals.
And you know what? It's not that she's like all about animals, because we'll find out this girl has voice, this girl has talent. She has shows going on and we hear her music on TV sometimes and stuff like that. But she loves animals. Then we have these two beautiful girls. I'm beautiful too. But we have these two beautiful girls. They both love animals. Talia, you saved me because I really didn't want to leave my two children, dogs, in a stranger's hands. I wanted somebody who will liked them right away and they loved you right away. And you were beautiful. And then I said, you know, I'm doing this, I'm coaching, I'm a singer. She said, oh my gosh, I'm a singer too. And next day you come, you bring your beautiful CD and we are talking, we are singing, and I feel like I know you forever. That's happened on my side. What was your version?
My side.
She called. She said, take care of my dog. I said, oh, God.
So this lady calls me up again. And she's like, I have these two dogs.
I don't understand what she's saying.
And I'm how old are the dogs? Well, one's blind. Okay. I'm like, I can't help you.
Okay.
Actually, what happened was Ilana, I got this phone call. Actually, I got a phone call from Ilana. And she left a message for me, and I called her back, and we were talking about the dogs, and I said, I can take care of your dogs, no problem. And I was like, this is wonderful. But since I'm in the habit of looking for miracles, we started talking a little bit, and I'm always open. I try to be open to a miracle. So if she's asking me to walk her dogs, there may be something else why we were supposed to meet. And so we talked a little bit, and then Ilana says, well, I'm a singer and a producer and a vocal coach and all of these different things. And I just said, well, then you're my answer to my prayer.
Wow. You know what? Yeah, but in a way you think, who is this woman? She comes, we'll see. You know what? Wow, if you can call miracle, you are really one great artist. You are a miracle because, you know, you could be the one with bad voice and say, I want to sing, you know, and you could be horrible. But you are amazing. And you know what? Enough of talking how good you are. I think, what about I adore you? Is this the right one? Or you prefer Aphrodite?
Okay. You can pick adore you if you want.
No, Aphrodite. That's a good thing that all of us need anyway. Okay, Talia, Aphrodite.
Thank you.
beautiful, very beautiful song.
Thank you.
Big smile to my face. And I hope my dogs, they have no idea who woke them. You know, you are a great songwriter.
Thank you.
Great singer. You have this, you know, singer-songwriter style about you that is elegant, and your lyrics are very cool. And obvious, it's not me who will be trying to explain where you came from. How does this happen that you start singing? I was like, everybody comes, oh, I was 3 years old, and I find out I can sing. I don't think so. Your story is this way. Can you tell us?
I sure can.
Okay.
I will attempt to describe. Well, it's not an average story. I was an actress, actually. And I was living in New York City, and I really wanted to be a singer and play the guitar and do one. And I didn't even have any idea about writing songs. I just wanted to be a singer and be able to feel good about my voice. Long story short, I had this guitar that was given to me by the crew of the first movie that I did. We shot in Barcelona. So I had this guitar in my closet, and I was not patient enough to learn it, and I was so frustrated. Well, one day I was riding my mountain bike down Broadway, and a taxi door opened, and I hit the taxi door, flew off my bike, and couldn't walk for 2 weeks. I had crutches. Well, guess who learned to play the guitar? Guess who was homebound? And
wow,
that was the only way. I had food delivered, and I sat in my room with my knee up, and I learned to play the guitar. And as soon as I learned three chords, a song came out.
Wow.
I was writing, I was singing, I was playing all at the same time, all of a sudden. And that's,
you know,
kind
what?
Of it.
It's no right or wrong. It's just the right time, right moment. And maybe not everybody needs to be struck by the taxi cab. But you know what? You were struck by some sign from the top saying, girl, focus. You have some guitar hanging waiting for you for a few whatever years or months. You said that first song that you wrote, how fast it was.
It came out in about 10 minutes.
You see, that's what I like about you. We were talking a little bit about, but you are a very fast writer in a way, yes?
It's sometimes, I have some songs that have been months, then they're not finished, but most of my better songs, they come through pretty fast.
Yeah, you know, and it was so cute because you came to, like I said, you sat in my studio and one of the songs you said, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, wow, that's a hit. Girl, I hope I am right. And you know, I'm not saying, I'm not putting name of the song. You can mention which one you think will be hit. What was the, remember this one?
I Adore You.
I think so. Dan, you know what I'm saying? This is a really, really great song. And I think it's light and beautiful and hit-like. And we'll see if people will like it. Because I'm going with discussion to this point to mention that your CD will be available or is available right now for downloads.
It is available at cdbaby.com/ThaliaPaul22 at CDBaby. You can download it now. And then the actual physical CD is in the factory right now.
Wow. Then how we can find you?
You can find me. Well, I do have two shows coming up. One is Saturday, June 21st at Molly Malone's in Hollywood, and that's at 7:30. And the following one is Saturday, July 12th at the Mint. And that show is, I believe it's 7 o'clock.
Okay. And you can always call in to the radio, remind us, you know, like on Monday before the shows. That would be great. Call in and say, hey, people, come on over, because now we know you. We love you. We want to hear more about you. We want to meet you. But if we want to purchase your CD, you think there will be, is available only for downloads right now?
Right now it's available for downloads. And then in about 2 weeks, it should be available. Also at CD Baby.
That's great. And they, of course, we know that a few weeks later you can find in Amazon, everywhere, the CDs. And hopefully people will fall in love with you. And,
Thank you.
Okay, you just, yes, and you wrote, you say, I want to know a little bit more about you because you are shy not telling us that you share the stage with some good names. No, you know, we all like to name dropping moments. Then you just tell us, who did you sing with and next to you, before them, or after them?
Well, let's see. My first big concert was Live Aid.
Small. I'm joking. That's a big one.
Just Live Aid. I was actually, I'm going to date myself, but I was a kid. I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I was a part of a children-to-children chorus, and we sang for the UN, and we sang songs of peace and stuff. And we were invited to sing at Live Aid. So that was a trip. Mick Jagger, Tina Turner, you know.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Bob Dylan, I think, was there.
And you?
And me.
Do you remember the song that you sang?
Let's see. No.
Okay. And then, yes.
Oh, but then I sang with Jennifer Nettles, who is now the other half of Sugarland. I think they're still Sugarland.
Yes.
I sang at a John Denver concert, opened up for John Denver.
Crazy Sarah McLachlan.
Lisa Loeb, Sarah McLachlan.
Well, I love her. Lisa, I love
I was very, very fortunate to, I won a contest and I was able to perform at the Wiltern Theater with Sarah McLachlan during an event. They would pick one act for a little affair. I didn't actually get picked, but that was really, really fun.
Yeah. But again, not everybody who is picked has staying power. And for whatever reason, you are here, you're singing, you are back in LA. Yes, because you were in New York and now you're back here.
Yeah, I was in New York and I'm back. I was born in New York City, but I've been traveling back and forth to LA and New York my whole life, but I'm pretty much here to stay now.
Absolutely.
And I found you.
This is the way, you know, they need to be. You just, LA Talk Radio has so many great artists who are just releasing singles here. And I'm telling you, really amazing artists. And mostly I'm pretty lucky. And the luck is striking them that they really chart very highly. And I have few samples, then later I will share with you. Then I just wish you the best, because I think, you know, we need the style that you represent, the singer-songwriter style, lady power, freedom, all of these things. And, you know, and again, you have very nice cover on your CD. I just love it, which is still about something that we'll be talking with Heather about in a moment. Horses. Very beautiful horse. Not only my two dogs are important. You have some beautiful horse that somebody painted, yes?
Yes, I have a dear, dear friend, Cal Peacock, and she lives in New Mexico, and she painted this spirit medicine horse on tin, and she was listening to my record while she was painting it, and the original piece, the legs move, it is, I get chills. It's so beautiful, and the picture, you know, it's accurate, but it doesn't hold all the energy in the original.
Depth and stuff like that.
So it's, I was very, very lucky.
And you like horses. What horses represent to you?
Horses, for me, horses are the spirit of freedom. A lot of what I do and what they say you write about what you know.
Yeah.
Well, I know a lot about triumphing over darkness and bringing in the light. That's just something I've had a lot of experience with. So for me, the horses, you can travel on a horse. You can get out and ride. You can, you know, the
escape.
Mane is blowing. The wind is blowing your hair. And one of the pictures on my inside of my CD is me riding my family horse and blowing in the wind.
This picture is just gorgeous. How old you are there?
I was about 13. And
what
you know,
a picture.
Freedom. Freedom is and Heather can
wild open spaces.
Yeah, absolutely. And Heather's nodding because she knows that horses are, they're epic.
Strong, but gentle and just lovely. Yeah, okay. You know, I want to hear you singing live.
Live.
Tiny little bit. Just tiny, tiny. We got the guitar with you and it's tuned and I'm like, please, can you do it?
Yes.
And you say, oh, whatever. I will do that. Like, if you really want it.
Okay,
we are
ready,
in LA. Yes, we want. What this would be?
This is a song called Let You In.
Let You In.
And it goes like this. We were walking by the riverside. I wasn't looking for a place to hide. We were smiling in the sun. We were laughing and having fun. Oh, but I hid my deeper self inside. And I don't show this place to just anyone. Wait a minute, yes I do. I show this place to everyone but you. I'm a live wire, and hey, you're a genius, you. Saw through my apathy, you saw through my meanness, and I let you in.
I was waiting for this line because you're supposed to let him or whoever in. If not, their life is pretty sad. That's beautiful. Thank you. It's always not easy. Studio is pretty good, but you have a chair that maybe is not the most comfortable, but still sounded just darling. And thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Your songs were placed in some, you know, TV shows?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We were very fortunate. We got a song placed on Dawson's Creek.
Wow.
For one of their DVD sets. We have some songs in a few movies, one called Love Happens, the closing credits, and another closing credits song in a movie called Two Ninas, which both were written by friends. So I have to say, I have to acknowledge my friends that use my music, and I'm very grateful. Tony Cookson directed Love Happens, and Neil Turretz directed Two Ninas. And I'm very, very happy that my music was able to serve the film and I get money from it.
And hopefully you still are getting money for it.
That's a little bit.
That's always a plus. And you tell me also, you are here back, you got dreams, you know. I don't know if you find yourself in a happy place right now, in a peaceful place right now. You are mentioning before that you had some dark moments in your life. Is this past already or still is around you?
Thank God it's past. And, you know, I'm not saying that there won't be another period of darkness or there won't be moments of darkness, but I really feel like I rose from some serious ashes, and a lot of people do. I'm not special in that regard. I don't feel like I'm special. I just feel like I understand if someone's going through a dark time. I happen to be in a very, very bright light time right now, and I'm just so eager to perform and to sell my record and to meet new people at the shows.
People, again, we need to remember the dates. There are two dates, one this month and another date next month. Please, can you give us the dates again?
Absolutely. So Saturday, June 21st, which is the summer solstice, first day of summer. Saturday, June 21st at Molly Malone's. And then Saturday, July 12th, which is a full moon, at the Mint.
Perfect. Talia Paul. I call this Talia. It's the Spanish way. Talia Paul. I adore you. And this is, of course, title from one of your singles.
I adore
singles.
You, too.
Okay, let's listen to this song. people will be here. They will see. We are just snapping the pictures and we're looking gorgeously, listening to the song. We're in this gorgeous mood. Your voice is so just friendly and just comes to your soul. It's like no tension, no darkness, no nothing. I don't believe you ever had bad moment in life. You are just so light. And
Thank you. You
have light. About your voice. Then it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Okay, you'll be playing with your band.
With my band. It's being put together right now.
Who will be in the band? Do you know already names? Or are you still not sure?
Rich Grossman. Richard Grossman on bass. And that's all I have right now.
That's okay. You'll be playing guitar.
You'll be having drum, of course. Drum and a lead guitar.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you'll be including pre-recorded tracks also?
On the show?
Yes.
No, it'll all be pure live.
Okay, and you know, obviously, we need to say thank you for some of great people that you are working with, and this new album. You had a great guy working with you.
Great guy. I have good fortune of having Mark Holman as my producer, and he produced a lot of Ani DiFranco's music. He produced Carole King. He produced just a whole bunch of it. And when you say Carole King, that's just like wow.
And you. Okay, and I'm telling you, just we are wishing you the best. And we heard the two songs. I know how many songs is on the album.
Actually, it's an EP, so there are five songs.
Five songs. You are recording still more?
Oh, yeah. No, five songs for this EP. I'm working on the next record.
Oh, on a full record, which means this is closed. Yes, it's just a small album, and then you are moving on. Do you know what you'll be doing? What style this will be? You'll be keeping the same things? Or we'll be going left and right into something more dangerous zone?
Don't know. I might go into some kind of reggae, bossa nova, whatever it will. It'll be fun. Rock.
Do you have even one or two songs? I have a rock song.
It's going to be like folk rock.
That's beautiful. And again, if people want to find you, I want to just say hi to you. Where we can find you? You have Facebook, I know. What is the best way?
Facebook is great, but I would love it if you wanted to go to Talia Paul Music.
Can you spell your name?
It's T as in tiger, T-A-L-I-A, P as in Paul, A-U-L, Talia Paul Music. And that's my website. And there you can sign the mailing list, you can contact me, and you can listen to more songs.
I cannot wait, and we'll be having you back. And yes, for right now, we'll be moving a little bit to Heather, who is also very nice to us, allowing us speak and listening to the music, but your time is coming. But before that, Ilona Europa, I think I will play something. Easy come, easy go. That's my motto for my life. Easy come.
Thank you. Easy go.
How sad is this? But that's my last 2 years of my life. Okay. But now I'm in a beautiful place with great girls. And everything's just fine, girls. I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to understand you this time again.
Sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway.
I like my own song. How weird is this?
I love it.
I'm trying to be stronger every day, and I know that's only what will get us through the hard time and just make us aware of surrounding. Because, you know, people, it's a wild world out there. And I think we all agree with this title of our new segment by, I will say, also Ilona Europa and Heather Gunn, because we both will be really talking about, you know, animals and people and surviving skills, and just we'll find out that Heather really knows what she's talking about. She lives what she preaches, if we can say like that. She has great plans for the future, and most of them involves animals rescuing and making us aware of great stuff in wild world out there. But I and Heather, yes, we were talking about this. Do we really need to talk about only animals? And I really think it's more about, is this us that need to survive? Is this us who need to help animals to survive? Is this us learning from the animals how to survive? All these things above. And if we are scared, animals seem scared too, you know, and we know we'll be talking about some funky stuff, some wild animals crossing our Agoura roads, and oh my gosh, one of those, and how can this be? They were big, that was a bear, and we'll be talking about it. Heather, you know, we need to come back, Heather Gunn. I would love you to describe who you are, what are you doing, why this topic, when this came from also. Is again, not like you were 3 years old, say, Mommy, I want to sing. Oh, oops, Mommy, I want to take care of the animals. You know what I'm saying? But I know you are also an actor and voiceover artist and, you know, producer. And now it's all about animals, or mostly. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Ilona.
I cannot believe I you know, lost contact with you, like, I think 4 years ago. I probably didn't see, we didn't see each other. Our life went upside down, both of us. We were working together, da-da-da-da-da-da, then boom! It's a wild world out there.
That's
and
right.
Now you left
sure
back to Chicago, yes? To Chicago.
Yes.
Can you tell us, who is Heather Gunn?
Well, I am here back in L.A. now, and basically I'm a wildlife enthusiast, I'm a blogger, I'm an animal welfare advocate, and a media producer. I have a new blog that will be live very soon, probably by the end of this week, that will be showcasing reputable wildlife and humanitarian organizations that are dedicating themselves to playing a crucial role in informing and engaging the public, and realistically working towards engaging everyone for the greater good throughout the world. So just really just being aware of what's around you and, you know, learning about the issues in the world. So.
It's like about everything. It's about our home animals. It's something that flies above. It's something that crawls under our knees. It's something that is in a zoo. Something that is in Africa. Something that maybe we'll never see, but we want to know. Something that is dying and we have no idea that we'll never see again. Mm-hmm. All of these things. But you are a well-educated person. It's not like, again, you woke up and you were three and said, Mommy, I want to rescue animals. Yeah, you know, you were like, you are very young. Again, mm-hmm. you are very beautiful, very young. And oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I know they will be producing a TV show and people will be watching you first and then animals, although they are gorgeous too. But yeah, you educated yourself in this topic.
Yes. Yeah. I do hold degrees in exotic animal training and management, wildlife education, animal behavior. And in addition to that, I have worked at a number of different facilities throughout the country that are doing great things for wildlife. And I try to stay on top of any other organizations I may find out about and spread the word. And that's one way that I came into liking the subject of wildlife so much. When I was younger, I saw an IMAX film called The Living Sea. And media is such a powerful means to just create awareness and get people excited about what's going on around them.
Yeah.
And that includes zoological facilities that are doing, you know, a great job day in and day out, reputable zoos and aquariums and truthful filmmaking and photography, wildlife photography, music that revolves around wildlife and the beautiful places on the planet. So there's so many different ways to engage people and get them
isn't
aware.
The truth that, you know, when we have a babies, young babies, you know, we are taking their hands and say, mommy, daddy, let's go to zoo, and we are like so fascinating by this topic, and we are buying stuffed animals, everything is like so cozy and beautiful. Oh honey, look at the tiger, giraffe or something. And then children are getting older and it's like this emotional touch with this topic is a little less and less important. And I think because you are so young, again, so beautiful and so well educated in this topic, and you have already very good stuff going on in your life, I think this need to be exciting topic for our listeners. And we would love also listeners to just jump in, and if you have some question, you have some great book that we need to talk about, some great guest that would you like to come on our show and talk about that. From time to time, I have beautiful groups of non-profit organization coming and saving the dogs and just adopting, showing us how to adopt the animals. That's a beautiful thing. And I feel like I did tiny part of that, you know, to make people aware of the, again, surrounding, because these places are somewhere here in Agoura, in LA. Mm-hmm. They're all over. I know, Heather, you have great places like that. We'll be talking about them. But, you know, it seems like, is this something that's next to us? What is more important? Is this something how we survive with our dogs and cats and make them be healthy? Is what they do to us? Or is so important and not so hard to also talking deeper, seeing deeper problem that a lot of animals maybe tomorrow will not be here with us? Mm-hmm. Do we need to care?
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. We do need to care about that, especially with human population growth. Not to be a downer, but, you know, that's the reality. So, you know, just, again, creating awareness and, you know, reading books about, you know, animals that have gone extinct that we never thought would go extinct. So it's a wake-up call. So it's just, again, creating that awareness.
And then again, we have, I don't know if all of us eat meat. Are we like eat meaters?
I don't want to say.
Yes, okay. And you, Heather? Okay, yay. You just said meat, girl. Nothing wrong with that.
I eat fish.
Yeah, fish, of course, you know. But yeah, it's just, it's so conflicted. And I want to talk about this too, because, yeah, gosh, we eat animals. And in a way, is this something what we're supposed to do? Is this necessary? The same, I have few furs. I'm so sorry, people, don't kill me. But I came from Eastern Europe. It's cold there, very cold. You know, people with this minus 15, no false fur will ever make you warm. You need to put something that just causes you up. And I think in New York, you New Yorker girl, you were frozen a few times in your lifetime.
I have been.
In Chicago.
Oh my gosh, you are from Chicago. Then, you know, it's again, are we going crazy by sometimes making problem when doesn't exist? Or do we supposed to make a statement and say, no fur, no meat, no nothing, how we can help, how we can save, and just find a way to make the small steps? Because you know what I think, Heather? When it comes to youth, we need to make them aware and knowing, no. This is something that you need to carry through all your life. And how to help this topic, that will be your problem, because you need to bring this to us and just a small, tiny little pressure. Heather, what do you think? If you look, you wake up in the morning and you say, okay, what is my plan for today? Do you know what you'll be focusing on, or you are like overwhelmed by everything that you need to just do and you are like, I don't know, how can I help all of these animals? Because they need help.
You know, sometimes it is overwhelming, but, you know, everybody can do their part, whether they're volunteering at a local animal shelter or at a zoological facility or, you know, just maybe doing a cleanup with, like, the Surfrider Foundation, a beach cleanup. So just finding a way where you can contribute. And if everyone did that to some degree, and also, in addition, make conscious choices. You don't need to eat red meat 7 days a week.
Yes.
You know, if you're going to do it, you know, don't do it all the time.
Yeah.
So just, you know, taking steps like that, everyone.
And you are right. You know, then it's the wild world out there. I just love this title because really it's about everything. You know, it's just we need to focus on something what is next to us and also not forget that maybe animals out there, they are not anymore, maybe existing next year. We need to do something about it. And if you will pick the first topic for our show, what do you think will be? And we talk about this outside, and I'm like, why that? And I was shocked what you chose. But you know what? Because you are, in a way, part of this beautiful segment, and you will be creating strength of the segment. And I know you are brain behind the segment, and I will be shadowing you beautifully, hopefully having my own saying from time to time. And, you know, then tell me, girl, why this topic that you chose? And could you tell out loud what you think we need to talk about?
We talked about a few topics, so I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
About the 300 girls who were taken.
Oh, the, yes, the human trafficking. So it's a project. I don't want to talk too much about it because I still need to do additional research and we still need to clarify and confirm with the other parties involved. But it'll basically be Rock Against Trafficking. And it's an organization that's bringing awareness to human trafficking. Yeah. And there are a lot of great artists that have gotten on board that will be covering Sting songs.
It's just amazing because we are, if you want to say in a second, of course, Talia. But it's an unusual topic. You think what this has to do with animals and savings and stuff. But, you know, the wild part of human nature that can hurt so much, that can kill. You see, God is talking to us. Somebody sent me a message. And, you know, I'm sure it's very important, but I will be not reading. But that's so true. You know, why this topic? Yeah, it's us who are killing, we who are hurting, we who are doing horrible things to each other, and we are doing also not so good things to the animals. You know, then I like this topic. We'll be talking a lot, and music is involved, Sting is involved. How much we love this topic. Okay, Talia, you wanted to say something.
Did I?
Oh, no? You were, then you were nodding very nicely.
I'm just nodding. I'm very much, I'm just really, really enjoying what Heather has to say, and it's very evocative.
Okay, when we will be going back, Heather, to your first time that you really felt like you made a difference, when this would be?
I would have to say it was when I was doing wildlife educational shows just over the course of the years, and when you see kids' eyes light up, or when a young girl will come up to you and touch a snake because she was afraid of it before you were holding it, and now she's decided that she's brave enough to touch it because you're touching it.
Describe the feel of the skin of snake.
The skin of a snake feels like your fingernail.
Oh, so, then painted or not painted? Acrylic or no acrylic?
It's smooth.
Unpainted.
Yeah.
Unpainted. Yes. Oh, it's glossy?
Mm-hmm. It's just like cold? A very smooth texture.
Cold?
Mm-hmm.
Is this pleasant? Me no want to touch that. Still, God thank you. Okay, please don't bring the snake.
I wouldn't say it's pleasant. I would say it's interesting. It's interesting. And it's a lot different than what most people.
Yeah, I would think it's slimy. And it's like, you know, whatever you call this, slimy.
Slimy.
It's like slimy and it's like jiggly and just, I don't know. Okay, let's not talk about snakes. Okay, next. What will be next? Children. Then light up. You see the light in children's eyes. You know that that's what they want to hear about. Right. They learn about. That's very important.
Right. And when you see them in a zoological setting or even when you're doing an outreach show, maybe at their school, you know, their eyes just light up and they connect to those animals. And that's what you want. You want, you know, these kids to have a one-on-one connection with these animals because one of my heroes, Jack Hanna, as he says, touch the heart to reach the mind. And that's exactly what you have to do because we're humans. And, you know, if we want to save something, we have to love it first.
You are right.
So how do you do that?
Make the stem, make it really.
You know.
Did you work with him? Did you have the chance to, like, get closer?
Yes, I have met him before. Yes.
And is he so great in real life? Funny.
Yes, he's great in real life as well.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And then, okay, then Okay, give me something else, because we are saying you are hoping to create a TV show.
Yes.
And is this something we can talk about? Because why not? I know Ilona, and people know Ilona. Ilona talks. Okay, loves to talk. I always say,
she's jumping the gun.
Yes, hey, I love it. But I think people need to learn how to speak out the dreams, because it's not about really can you achieve the dream, can you get closer to it. And sometimes what you dreamt about is not really what you will go after. Mm-hmm. You will have left or right corners, and great things will happen. But I love to say what dreams I have. I want to win Grammy. Hey, I got a small dream. And I'm saying, like, not a Grammy that has two legs. I want a Grammy on a wall. I am not saying grandma. Grammy on a wall for one of my songs that I wrote. And I don't care. Maybe Heather Gunn will be singing the song. Or maybe Italia will be this singing song. Or Natasha, my daughter. Or one of my beautiful girls that I'm developing. You know, it's a dream. You have a dream. What is your dream?
Well, to do this TV series, that would be excellent, and that's currently in pre-production, and we're still developing it, but it will be a reflection of my blog, basically, and it's going to transport viewers to diverse and unique places of interest that are courageously seeking to inspire and connect all individuals to the world around them and themselves through discovery, adventure, travel, education, conservation, even health and wellness. So
she's
it's
too
all...
smart for me. She's too smart. She speaks beautifully. Oh my gosh. And I understood her, which maybe I'm getting smarter. Okay. I love my guests. They educate me beautifully. That's what we'll be doing with Heather. Once a month, we will be really bringing unusual guests. We'll be talking about beautiful topics, and they will be close to the animals, saving the world topics, and, you know, talking about food, talking about clothing, talking about everything. Because it's a wild world out there. Girls, I would like to say almost bye. We have one more song that we always are finishing our songs with. And Talia Paul.
Thank you so much for having us.
And I know that your music is just charming. I cannot wait to see you live.
Thank you.
Because I am luckier you were singing for us with your guitar in on LA Talk Radio,
yes.
Accent On. We played, hopefully, there was a single that maybe nobody yet heard. It was this premiere, in a way.
This was the premiere.
I love this! I so just love it. And like I say, I really have a good touch, and I believe something good will happen. You know, then again, we had two songs. We were listening to Aphrodite and I Adore You, and title of your album is?
Waking the World.
Waking?
Waking the World.
And we can find
at cdbaby.com/TaliaPaul22.
And we know that you will be singing in two places.
I will be singing Saturday, June 21st at Molly Malone's, and Saturday, July 12th at The Mint.
How cool. And Heather, how can we find you? I know your blog is almost ready. I don't want to rush, but I know we'll be ready when we start talking on the 4th Monday. But how we can find Heather?
I have a Facebook page and then also the blog. I'll be posting links probably on Accent On so that listeners can go there. And
I cannot wait for our guests. We'll be having so, so much fun. For right now, we are saying bye-bye. We have like two more minutes and Ilona Europa will be singing Eternal Kiss. And it's a wild world in a club floor. And Ilona loves dance music. Then why not? We had Rocktronica style and we had singer-songwriter style of music today. Let's finish something on a high energy level. Eternal Kiss, Club Junkies, UK. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.